Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Vov Amar Alef. So last morning on Daf Tzadik Hayom Beis was the Roma Rova. Mereshit at the beginning, Rova thought Havamina Simna Odif Mitrius Einat. At the beginning, he thought if we give a simin, we have a sign on something that's better than just you recognize it. A Tvius Einat. Why? The Madrina Navidetsa Besimona. The locher is if somebody lost an object and then you want to claim it back, so you have to give a simin. If you give a simin, so then we return it to you. But v'loy madrina b'tfias eina, but we do not return to somebody just the fact that he says he recognizes it. Because over there we're afraid maybe the guy's lying, so therefore we can't trust him. So that's what we thought at the beginning. But hashtag now, to mishatin olhani shmaitato, now they heard over these halachas that we see by piece of meat, that if you recognize it. The other question is, like, if you lost a piece of meat, did it get exchanged for another piece of meat? So if you could recognize the tfias eina in it, we let you keep it, we say it's for kosher. So now they heard this halachas, hata shamito lahani shmaitato, I mean, and now I would say that tfias eino adifa, that tfias eino, what you see with your eye, if you could recognize something, that's even greater. That's called tfias eino. Yeah. Yeah, Rashi Tap says here, the shori yisab tfias eino. Why? Dila teimoch, if you're not going to think like this, then heich suma mutibishtoi. How is a blind man muta to be with his wife? Like, how is he supposed to know it's his wife or not? And the same thing with Bnei Odom, Eich Mutar Bnei Shoseyem V'Layla. How was a man allowed to live with his own wife at night time? It's totally dark. You can't see, you can't recognize her. Elad must be B'tfiyas Eina the Kela, that you could hear her voice, you could recognize her voice. Siv so, Hochinam here also B'tfiyas Eina. There's a speaks for her to say, like if you lose something, you yourself will hear it's a piece of meat. So it's not a question of lying. It's for you yourself. Can you tell that this is the same piece of meat you lost? It wasn't exchanged for a trade for a piece of meat. So you could your eyes recognize that piece of meat, even though there's no real simin. Just called you could recognize. You have tfias eino. That's as far to believe you. You could use the meat, eat the meat. The same way a blind person is mutter for his wife. The Rashi says, a person like a blind person puts his mind to recognize his wife's voice. The Rashi says, I by aveda we see not like that. I don't run out from the loch of an aveda if you lost something. The reason why we don't give it back to somebody says he just recognized it, because we're afraid the guy's going to lie, because he wants to steal. First has a chemda to steal some money. So therefore, by an aveda, we don't return unless you give us a good simin. But otherwise, we're not afraid you're going to lie. You yourself, you have a right to tell something by the fact you could recognize it. But you could recognize the voice, or recognize the object itself. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Hakinam tvisin." Omer Rav Yitzchok Brei the Rav Mesharshia. Teida, bring another proof. Yilu also betray the Amri. If two Edom come and they tell us, "Plamya dahai simna, vai simna, koto nafsha," that such a person with this simon and with that simon killed somebody. That's what they say. As she says, "Ploini horag es hanefesh, v'yeno no makirin boy meilam." We don't know who the murderer was. El es simonim kach v'kach hoye begufay, or the kalev shel horag. We only know like the murderer, he was wearing a red suit, Glaser was wearing, he was wearing black shoes. If you only have simonim upon the person, that's not enough. For that alone, we don't kill that person. Even though to read them say we have this simonim how the person looked, still the din is like kaplin and lay. We don't kill that person. Like, we're afraid maybe that day, the guy put on somebody else's shirt, maybe put on somebody else's suit. So the fact he could recognize the suit, that's not enough. But Vilo Amri, but if you tell us, Islan Tfias Eino Begavei, but if you tell us, I know that this Reuven killed, how do you know? Because you recognize Reuven. Rashi says, Makir Nano Boy, we recognize Reuven. Like, we know Reuven killed, so Lach Risk Adinilei, then we kill Reuven. The Sibay Edim, if they have Tfias Eino, they recognize him. We trust them and we'll have the guy killed. And if they don't, just the money on the clothing, it's not so good. And Omer Rashi, Rashi says, Teda, bring another proof. The Ilu Omele Inish, Lishluchai, the person tells his, says the messenger, Karya Leplani, go meet me, or go call me that person. Karya Leplani, call me that person. The high simna, the high simna. That the person you should know has a red suit, has a red hat. I'll give you some money about that person. So even though you send him, Sofik Yodalei, Sofik Le Yodalei, maybe he'll meet that person, maybe not, it's a doubt. But Dilu Istlay Tfiz Aina Begabay, but if you know the Shliach, the messenger, recognizes your friend, like he knows him because he recognizes him, is Kichozil Yadilay, then you're like, you know for sure, if he meets him, you know that's him. So Kitz is like a swear to say something you recognize that you're more certain about. If you could tell him by itself, but something you have to come on to Simonim, then it's doubtful whether you're picking the right thing. Could be punked that day, is you wearing somebody else's. That's the maskana, that we're not afraid the guy's going to lie, then tfiyas eina, if you recognize it by your own eyes, that's better. Now the Mishnah says, hanoito gid hanoshe, if somebody goes to take out the gid hanoshe from the thigh, like you want to remove the sciatic nerve in order to eat from it, so how much do you have to take out? The Mishnah says, sar shitl es kulay. You have to remove all of it, you have to take the whole thing out. Rashi says it means yechatet achrav, you have to go dig after it. V'stam mishnah b'meyah, the yom ha-chatita boy, stam mishnah like the meyah said before, the whole gid, even the roots, deep down, are also asa. So you have to dig out the whole nerve. Rav Yudurai menor k'dei l'kayim b'mitzvah natila. It's enough just to be l'kayim the mitzvah, like of removing it, that's all. Mashma, just the top part of the nerve. You don't have to make a chatita to go dig after it, after the whole thing. Now, ho'oicho megid ha-noshe, if someone eats from megid ha-noshe, kezayis, you eat a kezayis worth of it, sefek ha-boyin, you get malchus. You get really 30, it always says 40, really it only means 39. Och, let's say you eat a megid ha-noshe, v'yein ba kezayis, there's no kezayis in the megid ha-noshe, so also chayiv, you get chayiv, that's the Tanakam here, you get malchus, because yod is called a barrier, and therefore, since it's a barrier, you'll get malchus, even though it's less than a kezayis, it's a complete thing. Ochum mizek kezayis and mizek kezayis, sefik shemainim. Eat from two different gidanoshes. Mesami are two separate hasaros. So maybe you get two times malchus, it's two separate averis. We have you daimino, ain't a sefik elaboim. You only get one time malchus, like Rashi says. The enoig elabachas. According to you, that's only noig on the right thigh. See, you ate the gidanoshe from the right one and from the left one. According to you, you only get one malchus. Because according to him, it's only the right side has the yisa, not the left side. Now the Gemara says, Bar Piuli, yeah, Bar Piuli have koi kaima de Shmuel. He was one sitting in front of Shmuel, the Komenaker, and he was like cleaning out Atmo, a side of the side of the meat. He was like cleaning it out. So Kumi was cutting out the Gira Nosha. So have he called Goyim Lei. So he was only cutting away by the surface of the nerve. So that's like a Yehud in the Mishnah. Just the surface is enough. So Omalei. So Shmuel said to him, Chus beit fei, no, go cut away, go down deeper, cut out more. And the Chur Shmuel holds like we're made at Tanakama the Mishnah. So Moses says, Hashto lechazisach, so like Bar Plu was saying, if I wouldn't have seen you Shmuel, safisa li yisura, like you would have served me something that's also. Shmuel saying this. Shmuel's telling me, you gotta cut deeper. If not, I wouldn't have seen you, then you would have given me teat, something that's also. So Irsus, so the guy became very frightened, this Bar Palui. And not for Sakinim Yodan, Mamash's knife fell out of his hand, and he got so frightened, he had to sound like he's doing a Badi Issa. So Amalei, and this Shmuel said back to him, Lert Irsus, like, don't be so afraid. The Oru Lecho, whoever taught you the Locho, was Krev Yud Oru Lecho. Like, it's not 100% wrong. So only Shmuel saying he himself wouldn't have eaten from it. But whoever taught you like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that it's enough just to cut off by the surface of the vein. You don't have to cut off all the way into it. So whoever taught like Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav Sheshes, my deshoka bar piule, that bar piule took out at the surface, the top part of the vein, you should know, the eraisa Rabbi Yehuda. That's also mid eraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So as she said, he said, "It's my deshoka b'afil the raisa the Rebbe Yehuda that he took off according to Rebbe Yehuda like the top surface. That's awesome the raisa. Could be even according to Rebbe Meir. That's what's awesome the raisa. The chlal the shaya the rabbanon. What he left over like the chtita, the digging down in further. That's only yosa with the rabbanon, the Rebbe Yehuda. El doria lecho yeah. Rashi says, yeah." Let's see. Samora says, Elo diorule, come on orule. And according to what you're saying, it should still be Yosem de Rabbanan. So who taught Bar Piloi? All you have to do is just cut off the top part. So that can't be what you're saying, that the top part is still, the deep part is still awesome with Rabbanan. So rather it's like this, Ela Radom Roshesh, my Dishoko Bapula Diraisa. What he took out, the top surface, that's the Issa Diraisa according to everybody. Oma Dishaya Dirabonin, Lurabi Meya. And what he left over inside, it's only Yosim with Rabbanan according to Rabbi Shita. Because that's what Rabbi Meya, Tanakam in the Mishnah says. You have to be tzarach lachtech achrab to dig deep to get the whole, all the roots out. That's only midirabonin. But midiraisa, they also agree it's only yos at the top surface, because the madishay the rabbon rameya the Rabbi Yehuda, because if according to Rabbi Yehuda shita afilu midirabonin shori, he holds no. So therefore, this bap yule when he was taken out to get a nosha, he only took out the top surface of the nerve. That's like Rabbi Yehuda shita in the Mishnah. But that's all that's also even midirabonin. Just according to Rabbi Meir, that the Shmuel holds, like he told me, you have to go deeper down. That's Midrabbanan, you have to go down deeper, take out even the roots of the nerve. Then the Mishnah says, Oichle migid ha-noshir, somebody eats from the gid ha-noshir, so he gets Malkus. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Le'osru toira ele shal ha-kafuvat. What do you get Malkus? What's the real issue of the gid ha-noshir? Only the part of the vein that's on top of the calf itself. That's the only part that's also. Upon the spoon there, that's like the muscles on top of the bone there, on top of the thigh, on top of the calf, that's where the gidah zosim derives. Shneimer the pasuk says, al kaf hayerech, like the spoon of the thigh, on that the ball there, that's where it's zosim. So Rashi says, shal kaf da'afa da'afa pisha gid orech, even though the vein is very long, and also lemasha shrech al kaf, it's only zosim, it's around the ball. Rashi's kaf, that's bosser asever sakolius, the meat that goes around this bone. But David lets him vagid orach shrech mitzos the agabi esebos, and it goes further down. So it's also the rice is only the vein that's around this top part of the bone, the spoon there of the bone. Omra Pover, Prophet says ishno kitanoi. We don't say machlokes tanoim. Rashi in the first verse, Rashi the rabbon islei tishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda lesley tishmuel. So what? Yeah. So machlokes tanoim. It says like this: Ochlu yed from the gilam noshir vein b'kizayis. Chayiv, you chayiv to get malchus because it's a barrier. We have Yudai Menoah Sheba Kazayas. You only chayiv if you have a Kazayas. Now, my time to Rabban, what's the father of Rabban that you chayiv even with a mashu? Because barrier, you're from the outside. They hold the whole Giranosh, it's called a barrier. It's like a new creature by itself. So, therefore, no matter how big it is, if you eat the whole Giranosh, you get malchus for that. We have Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? No. He holds